Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode. I am so happy you're here. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day so far. My day has started off kind of rough, not gonna lie. I got my period yesterday, so I've just been dealing with like cramps all morning, unfortunately. I get the absolute worst cramps ever. It happens like every other month, and it makes me just want to like curl up and not do anything all day unless I take like Tylenol or Advil, which is apparently like not good for you, but at this point like there's nothing else I can do besides that. Otherwise I'll just like lay in bed and waste the day away, which I absolutely cannot do. So Tylenol is like the only option, but it's actually the worst. If you deal with bad cramps as well, please let me know how you manage them, because a girly is suffering out here. I also had to call the bank this morning because I noticed like a bunch of fraudulent charges on my credit card, well over like $1,000 worth. That shit spooked me out. I went to go pay my credit card bill and saw that it was over like $1,000, even though I just paid it like a couple weeks ago. So I was like, there's just no way I spent that much. I order a lot of Uber Eats, but not that much, to the point where it could total up to that amount. So when I went to go check, I saw that there was a whole bunch of transactions that were like $300 each underneath the name of Power Vehicle Toys. No idea what that is, but to whoever did that, fuck you, because now I have to wait for this claim to be processed, which is gonna take 10 to 20 days, and I gotta wait for my new credit card to come in. So that's just super lovely, amazing. Anyways, on to the topic of this episode. So I want to talk about goal setting. In the past, I've never really felt the need to set goals. And I think it's because of the fact that I felt like my life was constantly moving forward, and it was moving so fast that I never had the time to fully reflect and just sit down and think about what I actually wanted to do. I felt like I was living my life week by week, day by day. And that was something that my former boss that I used to work with at my previous internship really pointed out to me, and I just could not dispute that, because I was like, yeah, you're right. It's hard for me to think bigger picture because I'm always thinking about what am I gonna do the next day, or sometimes like I'm thinking about what I have to do like literally the morning of. And that's, I always thought that was a pretty healthy way to go about things, because in my head, goal setting just never worked for me. I could never stick to any of it, so it felt pretty useless. But now that I'm out of school and I'm going about having to take initiative, controlling my future, what I want to do, really setting my own schedule, like on top of being fully graduated, I'm trying to start this career as like a content creator, really like tackle it head first. It takes a lot of self-discipline, and one thing that I'm pretty grateful about, like when it came to school, was the fact that although I didn't enjoy it for a majority of it, one thing that I am kind of like looking back at with like, oh, this was quite nice, the fact that it gave me a sense of like purpose and fulfillment and routine. So I think with school, even though you don't really like enjoy doing the assignments and the workload, like that's always insane, when you're done, it always gives you that sense of accomplishment, and that leaves you feeling good. No matter if you pulled like an all-nighter, if you've like prepped for it, whatever. Same thing with like studying for exams. Once you're done with it, you're like, okay, I powered through it, and you feel so good about yourself, especially if you prepared. Not so good if you like think you failed or if you failed the exam, but that's how I always felt with school. And it's been a lot harder to find that sense of like fulfillment, I think, now that I'm out of school, because I have to go out of my way to like really celebrate like all these little wins for myself. And TBH, like these days I haven't really been experiencing a lot of that, so I decided, you know what, I really need to fucking like take my life in like a chokehold. I gotta like fucking like chokehold my life and start setting out actual goals that I want to accomplish, setting out a timeline and everything. Now, I actually went about creating a rough list of like goals and habits that I've realized I really need to work on before I fall into like this deeper state of depression. And it's very general, it's very vague. I don't have it fully fleshed out yet, but I thought that I would share it with you guys because you might be in the process of starting like some goals before the new school year starts or whatever. And I think now is a perfect time. Hopefully you'll get some inspiration from it. Or if you feel like you're in the same boat as me, maybe this will be super relatable, I hope. But yeah, so first and foremost, I want to talk about my health goals. I want to start being more active, and I'm going to start doing yoga and like cardio in the mornings just to get my blood pumping. I know that it's going to really help this like immense brain fog that I always get whenever I wake up due to my terrible sleep quality. I really want to focus more on my like physical health because it's definitely taking a toll on my mental health. And I also want to start paying more attention to my gut health as well, which means that I got to be more careful with the things that I eat. I think what was kind of different in the past is when I used to like grind and I wouldn't like take care of myself, it was okay for me to have these unhealthy habits because I was like young, and I'm still young now. And like, so it's kind of crazy that I'm already experiencing like all these health crises. Like, I don't actually know if I'm pretty sure I'm deficient in some stuff, so I gotta get my blood work done, which is another thing that I have to do. So if you haven't had your blood work done, I suggest that you go do it soon, because that could really like help if you feel like you get tired a lot, if you can't pay attention, stuff like that. A lot of it has to do with like your physical health and like the lack of vitamins and shit like that. So make sure you are on top of that, because I gotta start paying more attention to that. But yeah, so I want to do more yoga. I gotta start whipping out my yoga mat again. I used to be really good about that last summer. I would do like little booty workouts that would honestly get my blood pumping. And it was always like a really nice start to my day because I would feel really good about myself physically. So it would like somewhat boost my self-esteem. And then I would have like, I would be in a really good headspace as well. So that's one thing that I have on the list. Next is I definitely have to cut down on my Uber Eats spending habits. So I'm trying to be more conscious of my spending habits. I'm practically addicted to spending money on delivery because it's just crazy convenient. I am like a convenient girl. Anything that I can do in a way to make my life easier, I will pay extra money for it, and that's so not good. I can only justify this because I'm living at home and I don't have to pay like the additional expenses that I would have to otherwise if I was living by myself. So I gotta start like prepping, because you guys already know that like my ultimate goal is to like move out, and I cannot be going down this path of just like spending money whenever I want to, whenever I feel like it, just because I'm like in a bad mood or whatever. I just gotta stop doing that. So yeah, I just gotta cut down on that. I think I might cancel my Uber Eats pass, because all of the food options out here in the suburbs, they aren't even like worth it. Maybe it'd be worth it if I lived in the city, but yeah, it's just not worth it right now. Number three, I am going to make an adamant effort to start therapy. I'm currently in the process of looking for a therapist, so I do have a consultation scheduled for later today. I'm kind of excited for it because I think in the past I was very on edge about whether or not I wanted to start therapy, and that was mainly because my boyfriend was kind of like pushing me to do it, and I didn't really want to because I felt like if I were to start therapy, it would have to be on my own terms. I think the biggest thing for me is I'm also dealing with a lot of like, is this something that I actually want to do for myself, or am I just doing it because I know that the other person would want me to, and really just trying to like figure out how to be solely like independent of like my own decisions and figuring out things that like I want to do with no outside influence. So what made me kind of realize that I should start therapy was because sometime last week I low-key had this like crazy mental breakdown where I just started crying like for no reason. Like I couldn't even pinpoint why I was so upset, why I was so depressed. And I was like, okay, enough of that. I really gotta talk to someone about it, and I cannot, you know, unload all this on like my partner or my friends or my parents. Like the last people that I'd go to would be my parents because they just would never understand, and I don't expect them to. So of course I should entrust this with someone that's actually equipped to do so, which is why I started like looking at potential therapists and everything last week. I'm honestly really excited to start this because I've never received like professional advice before, and this is something, like my mental health is something that I really, really want to work on. It's not in the best state, and I feel like in the past I've kind of buried it. Like I would think that I kind of like fixed all of my issues, but I don't really think I did. If anything, I just buried like a majority of them. So I think by tackling all of this now and being like my most honest and vulnerable self, I'll be able to really get to the root of my problems and hopefully fix this. So I will definitely keep you guys updated with this journey. Like I said, super excited. I hope it goes well. I know that not every consultation works out, and that's like the whole point of consultations, to figure out if they're like the right fit for you or not. Not every therapist is going to be like the perfect fit, so it's going to be a whole process, but maybe I'll like strike lucky and it will work out with this lady that I found online. But yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that. The next thing is I want to start learning something new. It's been a while since I've been genuinely interested in wanting to like pick up a new hobby, learn more about like a certain topic, or expand my skill set on something that I'm already interested in. And because of that, I feel like I've been very stagnant, and that's just so not good for me because it's like every day I think about the fact that I'm not like learning anything actively, and then I just think about how like all my brain cells are just rapidly dying. So whenever I think about that, I'm just like, okay, I gotta push myself to like learn something new. I think a lot of people gravitate towards like learning a new language, but unfortunately for me, I've just never ever felt inclined to do so. I think there was like a short brief period where I wanted to like learn Korean, but that was during the phase of my life where I was like super into K-pop and stuff like that. So maybe that was just like my K-pop side like acting out. But after that phase was over, I didn't really feel the need to. And I also studied a bit of Spanish because it was mandatory for my degree. And the moment that ended, I was like, okay, bye. And I have no idea where my Spanish textbook is anymore. And I feel like in the past, I've always just tried to like pick up on a new language. I've always started to like learn a new one, but then it just always ends because it's not something that I intrinsically really want to do, other than for the fact that like it's, you know, good for my brain health. But like deep down, I just don't feel motivated to do that. So I'm just gonna stop doing that altogether because it just feels like a waste of time if I know that I don't actually want to do it. So I think what I'm gonna do in the meantime is to try to find like an online course to pick up on something new creatively, whether it be like illustrating, drawing, using Blender. I've tried learning a little bit of that because my boyfriend kind of inspired me to, but I didn't feel like the type of passion that like I felt towards like other things, so I also kind of put that on the back burner too. I'm thinking I might potentially look into expanding like photography. I quite enjoy photography. I was really into it last summer, and I've always just been into photography, so I might think about looking into that, or expanding on like Photoshop, video editing, going more crazy with like my editing style. Who knows? You know, the world is my oyster, but I just want to pick up on something new. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Another thing that I absolutely want to do is reconnect with people that I've kind of talked to in the past, but never really explored like a deeper friendship with, and to also make new friends. I've talked about this in my previous episode where I mentioned how like I was going through this whole dilemma of wanting to make new friendships, explore new connections, and how I was kind of like in a bad spot with that, but I'm gonna continue to push through and see how that goes. If you haven't listened to that episode, feel free to. But yeah, I've kind of taken some initiative with that. I'm reconnecting with some people that I haven't talked to in like ages, and I'm really excited. I am like the type of person to make plans and then suddenly like come up with an excuse and cancel at the last second, because I'll like really think about it, and I'll think about it for way too long and be like, okay, never mind, I don't want to do this. And honestly, I was thinking about doing that with like a recent plan that's coming up soon, but I decided no, I can't do that anymore, because I've been doing that for so many things in my life, and I really just gotta like stop doing that and pulling myself out of my comfort zone. So yeah, I'm very excited, and I know that if I were to cancel these plans, I'll definitely regret it afterwards, so I'm saving myself that like bout of regret that's gonna happen if I do cancel. Number six, I have been numbering these. I'm like looking at this list of goals that I have in front of me. Number six, raise my self-esteem. This one is more vague in general. In a way, it kind of encapsulates everything that I've mentioned before. All the things that I've said were more or less kind of in that realm of like me wanting to raise my self-esteem. So these are the things that I should do. I think bigger picture, like all of these are supposed to lead to this one thing, which is to raise my self-esteem. And I feel like I've always struggled with it. And I felt like the things that I was doing in the past, whether it be, you know, being more conscious of like my appearance or keep up to date with like the latest beauty trends and shit like that, I always thought like, this is what's gonna help me be more confident, focusing on these like outer superficial things. And I think it does work in the moment, and it definitely does feel good temporarily, but it does not take away all these inner issues that you have with yourself that are like rooted deep inside you. And I've been thinking about that a lot, because I've realized that, you know, like days where I don't wear makeup, where I don't feel super dressed up and I don't feel like confident in myself, like I put so much of my confidence in like the way that I look that it's definitely not the right way to go about tackling my self-esteem issues. And I feel like it's crazy because being a woman is so complex and it's so layered, and there's just so much pressure and responsibility in the way that you're supposed to uphold yourself, the way that you look, and you're constantly thinking about how other people perceive you. So I'm trying to think less of that, and I'm trying to think more about how do I perceive myself? Because the way that I perceive myself is a direct reflection of how I think other people perceive me. And right now, it is not looking too good. It is at its absolute worst. Like, I feel no confidence. I just want to like hold myself more accountable by setting structure for myself, keeping myself occupied, but not to the point where I'm like extremely busy and I'm not able to like reflect at all and make sure I'm like heading in the direction that I want to. I want to like move with purpose, and I want to move with like intention, and I want to move in a way where I'm not just like grinding and hustling for no reason at all, because when you do that, you're more likely to be burnt out. And I think like this whole topic of feeling burnt out has been something that's been occurring like way more often. Like, I'm seeing more people online like be completely burnt out, and there's obviously like multiple reasons why. And I think for me, it's because I've always been like, majority of my life I've just been like working, whether it be like content creation, like things I'm doing on the side, school, whatever. I think that I've always just felt the need to like be grinding, but I never really knew like what I was doing bigger picture, and I didn't have any goals. I just knew that I needed to like work, and that felt like my only purpose, but I didn't even know what I was doing. So I think like the one good thing about like your 20s and going through like these bouts of depression and feeling really lost is that you can like rebuild all of this. And I'm very much in the process of trying to figure out like what do I want to do while solely being in full control of it and not listening to what other people are saying. Because at the end of the day, I know myself, and despite what other people are saying, even if they have like the best intentions in mind, they don't fully know what it's like to be in your position. But of course, you know, there are instances where they could be right, so I don't want to like dismiss that either. But yeah, so that's just another thing. And the last thing is I want to step out of my comfort zone a bit more. I think that I've been very lenient on myself, and that mainly has to do with the fact that I was like raised in a way where my parents weren't super strict on what I was doing. Like the amount of hobbies that I've quit, it's actually insane. So I want to be stricter with myself. I want to be tougher on myself because I feel like I have this mantra stuck in my head constantly where I just don't think I'm like capable of doing a lot of things because I, like, to be honest, I give up when things get hard. And that's because I don't have anyone to push me. So I really just gotta push myself. And the only person that's truly affected by this is me. So I gotta look out for myself. Like, no one is responsible. No one is responsible for like my feelings. And I can't blame anyone. I have to take accountability. And so this is what I'm doing. And hopefully, like, setting all of these goals will do something. But of course, like setting goals, it's like the first and smallest step. Like, I actually have to go about doing all this, which is the toughest part. So, of course, I will keep you guys updated, and I am going to try my absolute best. And I think being a rock bottom has definitely given me a bigger push than anything else. And that's basically it for this podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my rambling. This episode was a little bit more rambly because I didn't have as much of a script as I normally do, so hopefully that's okay. But yeah, I really, really appreciate that you guys listened to the very end. And as always, feel free to follow my podcast Instagram. I post updates on there, giveaways, anything of that sort. So I hope to see you there. Feel free to connect with me, send me a message. And yeah, so I will see you guys in the next episode. Love you all so, so much. Bye.